message from God's holy word. We're studying the Gospel of Matthew. We're in the 18th chapter and verse number 21. Jesus has been trying to teach his church how to operate. The church was already in existence. He told them how to practice church discipline and how to deal with an erring brother. And now he's going to teach them how to forgive. Forgiveness. 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 I remember a long time ago, while I was in seminary, one of my very, very special teachers was Dr. Darius Sherwood Madden. Nearly all of them are gone now that taught me, and I'm trying to teach others. Brother Madden went up to preach a revival to a church, or at a church in Washington, Oregon. And in that church, there was a lot of division, and there was a lot of Phariseeism. And he told me this story. He told our whole class this story, actually. New Testament survey. We're talking about this very place, right here, in the Bible. This Peter needed to be taught forgiveness. The mission in Talvin had said that if a man sins against you, how many times you'll forgive him in a day? And they said seven times. That's not scripture. That's not scripture. Now, the story is that Brother Madden went up here, and it was one of the deacons in the church that had married a woman of ill repute in times past, that is. She was like Mary Magdalene. Now, the deacon's wife died. He was very lonely. And he had gone to this house of ill repute, Red Light District. And he met a woman there and fell in love with her, and she fell in love with him. He took her out of there and married her. And she was saved. And she was in a bad situation for her. And God saved her out of that. Put those two people together. Well, the women in the church never would forgive her for her past. Never. And she joined the church, and there was a lot of opposition to that. And there was still opposition to it when Brother Madden went up there. And he preached this message right here to that church. And he talked about this. And the woman, after he gave an invitation, the woman, married to the deacon, came up. And she asked the church forgiveness for her past life, which she had already done. But Brother Madden preached such a powerful message that she again went forward. And she said these words to the church: "I can never be the type of woman that many of you women are, because you haven't been where I've been, and it's very bad. A lot of you men are married to much greater women and much better women than I am. But I'll tell you this, because I came from where I came from and away from what I did for a living, I will be a wonderful wife to my husband, and I'll be faithful to him, and I'll be faithful to my God for forgiving me for much. He forgave me great amount. He forgave me great sins, and I love my God because of that, because I was a gross sinner in my past life. Now, people, I can never be the kind of woman like you women are, because I got such a terrible past. But I'll be faithful to this church. I'll be faithful in attendance. I'll be faithful to my husband and faithful to my God. And the church didn't say anything at all. And then a man came up, her husband. And he said this. You know, I was the greatest sinner because I went where I wasn't supposed to go. She was doing what she did. And here I am, a deacon to this church, or was. And I went to this place. She didn't come to me. I went to her. If anybody has any sin in this, it is me. And I tell the church that I am sorry, but I'm not sorry that I married this wonderful woman. He said, she is good to me. She is much greater woman even than my widowed, my dead wife. She is a great woman. And she goes beyond the call of duty for everything in life. And I love her. And I love my God. I am sorry for what I did. But I'm not sorry for marrying my wife. Brother Madden preached this message. And it is in Greek. We'll read it in Greek. Then we'll go in English. Tote proselthon ho patros. Amen. Auto kere posakis hamartese. Eis eme ho adelphos mou kai. Atheso. Auto eos hepatakis. And then having approached the Peter, pointing Peter out, the Peter, he said to him, Lord, how often he may sin against me, the brother of me, and I shall forgive him. Until seven times? Heptakis, until seven times? That's what the fishermen and the Talmud said. That's what the Pharisees have been talking about. Now let's see what Jesus says. Was that Bible? Was the Mishnah and the Talmud Bible? No. Are they all the edicts and the bulls of the Catholic Church Bible? No. No, they're not. But let's see what Jesus said about forgiveness. Lege auto ho Jesus u lego si eos heptakis ala eos eb do me kontikas hepta. And then he says to him, to Jesus, Jesus talks back to Peter and answers him. And he says, not I say to you until, now that word until there, that's a little old conjunction or preposition of time. It's like an adverb of time and it means until. Seven times, but, strong adversative conjunction. Until 70 times seven. Now that is 490 times in one day. Adia tuto, homeo, say, basilia tun oranon, anthropo basile, hos ethalason, sin aure, logon, metaton, dulon, auto, arxamenu, de, auto, sin irion, pros enecte, auto, eis, ophiletes, murion, planaton. Now we read two verses. Let's go back. Because of this, it is likened, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heavens, to a man, a king, who he wished to take account. That means the ledgers with the slaves of him. And having begun, having begun to him he, to take, he brought forward to him, because of debtors, of 10,000 talents. That's 60 million denarii. 60 million denarii. Or 164,000 years of work. 164,000 years of work. High interest had caused the loan to go to sky high. This debt was larger than the yearly taxes of Judea, Idumea, and Samaria. 600 talents per year. Galilee and Perea paid only 200 talents per year. Somebody was charging a lot of interest. Now, when you go out and you get a whole lot of credit card debt, and you max it all out up to the limit, and then you go get another credit card to pay the payments on that credit card, you can run up hundreds of thousands of dollars by doing that. Please forgive my runny nose. All of these flowers here are very beautiful, but they give me allergies. Now, in verse number 25, me econtes de alto apo dune eke lucen auton ho curios prothene kai tain geneke kai ta techna kai ponta hosa eke kai apo dothene. Now, wives and children were treated as property. Wives and children were treated as property in America till 1865, after the Civil War. Now, in all reality, the northern factories did the same thing that the southern people were doing, because all up until Teddy Roosevelt became president, people were treated like property in factories and big mills. The old company store owned their souls. Their children would go to work at 5 years old. Now let's see what's going to happen here. Not having him to repay, he commanded him, the master, to be sold. Sell him. And sell the wife of him and the children of him. And everything whatsoever he has, you sell it so that his bill can be repaid. This guy was a big debtor now. He was in deep in debt. Pason, un ho dulos, pros actine, auto legon, ma fru se meson, ep. Emoi kai panta apo doso si. Man's lying. Man's lying. He's lying. He's lying to get out of trouble. Therefore, falling the slave and kept on bowing down and doing obeisance to the master, to him, saying, please be long-minded, please defer your anger with me, and all things I shall repay to you. It's impossible. Remember how much money he owed? 164,000 years wages. That's a lot. You can't live that long. You don't live that long. 164,000 years of work. He's only got one lifetime. But he says, I'm going to repay it. He's lying. But in verse number 27, let's see. Splag nistes de ho curios tu abdulo. Ekainu apelusin auto kaito deneon afeken auto. And having been filled with mercy and tenderness and compassion, the master, of the slave in such a way that he released him, and the loan he forgave him completely. It's done. He doesn't owe any more money. 164,000 years of labor that he owed, he owes nothing. He owes nothing. Now, if you owed that much money to one individual, and that individual gave to you complete forgiveness of your debt, how would you feel? Now, would you feel humbled? Or would you feel proud and haughty? Now, those people up there in that church in Washington, Oregon, I cannot remember which, they were very haughty. This woman had been forgiven a lot. A lot. But they would not forgive her a little. And having gone out, the slave, that one, he found one of the fellow slaves of him, who he kept on owing here to him 100 denarii. He owed him about 100 days' wages. 100 days' wages, which is about somewhere around a third of a year, a little more. Compared to the other man, it was nothing. No debt at all. Now this is another servant, another slave. And now we have the one that's forgiven. The one that's forgiven, how does he act? How does he act? Now, the Lord was approached by Peter that said, how many times shall I forgive my brother? Seven times, as the Mishnah and Talmud says. And Jesus said, not seven times, but 70 times seven. And then he gave us this parable. A parable of forgiveness. And he kept on saying to him, you pay me since something you owe me. Roman law allowed this practice. It is said that the debtor would carry the person to the judgment seat with a twisted neck. A twisted neck. A rope around his neck. In pain, struggling, strangling him. Let's read this back over again in Greek. Excelson de ho doulos, ekinos. Hurain, Hina, Ton, Sin Dulon, his fellow slave, that is. Alto, Hos, Ophilain, Alto, Hecaton, Denari, Kai, Kra, Tesos. Alton, et negain, legon, apodos, a, t, ophelos. Now you give this money since you owe it to me. Now he's throttled, he's choking, he's strangling him, dragging him to the judge. Verse number 29. Pison, un ho sindelos, autu paracale auton legon, macrothimoson. F M I, Kai Apodoso C. And having fallen down, prostrated therefore the fellow slave, he kept on begging, beseeching. Third person singular and perfect indicative act. He kept begging. He begged his master, the one now that's the big shot, begged his master. In peculiar action, basically. And this man is pleading and pleading and pleading for mercy. Saying, be long-minded, be patient. Be long-suffering with me, literally upon me. And I shall repay you. This debt could be repaid. This debt could be repaid. It was possible for this debt to be repaid. It could be done. The other man, the other slave, had lied. He could not repay his debt. He lied. 164,000 years. And this man here only owes about 4 months plus wages. It can be done. Hode uk athelein. Ala apelthon ebalein auton ace philakein. He owes apodo to aphilomenon. But the one, not he kept on wishing, but having gone away, he cast him into a locked down prison until he should repay the thanks owing. Now, how in the world is this man going to repay anything in prison unless he gets somebody else to forgive him and come up with the money? He will be in prison and he will owe this forever if this man is not being merciful. Yet he had a great sin, a great debt, paid, literally forgiven. Idontes un hoi sindeloi. Auto ta genomina. El lipe thason. Sodra. Kai elthontes di es thason. Ton or to curio. Iauton ponta ta genomina. Now the chickens come home to roost. Therefore, having seen the fellow slaves of him, the things having taken place, they were grieved. They were grieved. They were caused to be grieved exceedingly. Aphodra. And having come, he explained thoroughly to the master of them all things having taken place. Tote, pros kalomenos, auton, ho kyrios, autu. Lege auto dule, ponere, pasan te afele. Ekaine, afika, soy epe proskalasas me. Then, having called on the carpet him, the master of him, he says to him, slave, wicked, twisted, perverted, all the debt that I forgave to you because and since you begged me. That's first aorist, punctiriac. One time you asked me and I forgave you. 33. Uk ede kai thi. Elese ton sin dulon. Su hos kago si elesa. Now he says a strong adverb of negation, that means notly. In other words, not. No. It kept on being binding and necessary, also you to pity to your fellow slave. He's just like you. He doesn't own himself and you don't own you. But I showed you mercy. And you should have learned from that. As I also to you, I showed mercy. By the way, another word for one of the messianic titles of Jesus was the man of loving kindness. Kai orgistes. Ho kyrios autou. Paradokin auton tois. Basa nistais. The os, hu, apodo, pon, to, aphilomenon, auto. Now, we have an impossible situation here. We have a man that will not forgive, and now the master will not forgive him. Now, this man cannot pay the debt back. He cannot do it. It's not possible. It's not possible that he pay the debt back. You, all of you out there all over this world listening to this message tonight on forgiveness, is there anything that you could have done to have God erase the debt of sin you owed? All the sin that comes short of glory to God. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that He died on the cross of Calvary for you, that He was buried and rose again, you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and your soul and your mind, you shall be saved. But when you're saved and you see all those sinners around you that Jesus Christ died for, that ought to make us want to see them forgiven too. Kai or Gises. And having been angry, having been caused to become angry, the master of him, he handed over him to the tormentors, to the basamistos, to the torturers. It means to beat and to cause to bleed. It means to be to sweat with pain. To sweat because of pain. Until what time he might pay all the things having owed to him. This man would never, never get out of prison. One more thing. One more verse. Verse number 35. Hutos. Kai ho pater mu. Ho uranois, poiese himen ion me afete, hekastos to adelpho, auto apo ton karion himon. In this very manner, also the Father of me, the one heavenly, he shall do to you, every one of you. Unless you have been forgiven in your heart, and you know the forgiveness of God, you know how great a sin that you have. The Heavenly Father of me, He shall do to you also. Except you forgive each one, the brother of him, from the hearts of you. Unless you forgive your brother from your very heart, God will not forgive you. As you see, we need to learn in real life what God has done for us. What God has done for us. Now let's go back and read these words in the Amplified Bible. Allergy turned into asthma, as you can see. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how many times may my brother sin against me and I forgive him and let him go? As many as up to 7 times in a day. That's what the Talmud said. That's what the Mishnah said. Lots of Jews struggle over the law of Moses. And this is the answer they came up with. Jesus answered him, I tell you not up to 7 times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a human king who wished to settle accounts with his attendants. And when he began the accounting, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents, probably $10 million, 164 years of wages. And because he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and his children and everything that he possessed, and payment be made. And now this attendant had been an unfaithful attendant, an unfaithful slave. So the attendant, the slave, fell down begging him, "Have patience with me and I will repay you everything." Not possible. Not possible. And his master's heart was moved with great compassion. And he released him and forgave him, canceling out all debt. But the same attendant, as he went out, found one of his fellow attendants. And he owed him 100 denarii, about $20, it says here. And he caught him by the throat and said to him, "Pay what you owe." This is about a third of the year's wages, by the way. So his fellow attendant fell down and begged him earnestly, "Give me time and I will pay you off." And that's possible. He could do it. But he was unwilling and went out and laid hold of him and put him in prison till he should pay the debt. And when his fellow attendants saw what he had happened and what had done, they were greatly distressed, and they went and told everything that had taken place to their master. Then the master called him and said to him, "You contemptible, twisted, wicked attendant, I forgave you and canceled out all the great debt of yours because you begged me, and I have compassion on you. And should you not have had pity and mercy upon your fellow attendant, as I had pity and mercy and graciousness upon you?" And in great wrath, his master turned him over to the torturers, the jailers, till he should pay all that he owed. So also my heavenly Father will deal with every one of you if you do not freely forgive your brother from your heart, from his offenses. This is a story that Brother Madden told that church so many years ago, probably 60 years ago. When he preached this message, the church fell in line. They came down and forgave the woman for the way they had treated her, in a snooty way. I once pastored a church that was a hard church. I loved it, but they were hard people in that church. And one time, I preached a message called Nails in the Coffin. And in that message, before I ever preached, I took down a big box of 16-penny nails. I put them right on the altar of that church. And everybody looked at me. What in the world is that crazy preacher doing? I preached a message, nails in your coffin. Putting nails in your brother's coffin. I preached this message here. At the end of that message, I said to them, "Now, all of you, brothers and sisters, you have a hardness in your heart toward one another. And you have been driving nails in your brother's coffin. And I pray that you will take one of those nails to the one that you have offended and the one that you have great grievances against and give them that nail and ask them to forgive you for what you've done." And there was a lot of tears in that church that day. And it changed that church for a while. Lives were changed. But remember, this is the way the Lord forgave us. And we shall forgive our brothers and our sisters the same way. with the same type of forgiveness. Our Father, we send this message out. And I pray that it touches people's hearts all over. I pray that it changes their hearts and their minds and their attitude toward life and toward other people. Father, please forgive me. I'm sorry I had so much trouble tonight with my asthma and my allergies as I preach this word. Please let them see your word, the greatness of your word through all of this imperfect message. Father, forgive me where I fail you. I pray for all of my students all over the world. Touch their lives, their hearts, their souls. Make them wonderful subjects in your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray.